Serbia has declared a state of emergency after a torrential storm this week caused massive floods in what the Serbian Prime Minister has called the worst natural disaster to ever strike the nation. More than 16,000 people have been evacuated from their homes, and some 88,000 households have been left without power. More than 16,000 people have been evacuated from their homes, and some 88,000 households have been left without power. An estimated 20 fatalities have been reported. Authorities, however, are reluctant to give official death tolls as the country awaits another big wave of flooding from the River Sava on Monday. Andrew Summerson spoke with the coordinator of Caritas Serbia, Mr. Darko Tot, who gave an on-the-ground report on the damage and the relief efforts.
It is difficult to summarize everything in just a few sentences because the situation is still quite dangerous. As you probably know, this is the worst ever situation, emergency floods that Serbia is facing in its history. We have a number of villages, towns, even some Belgrade municipalities who are completely cut off, and only access is by choppers or by boats. The recent informations are that approximately 16,000 people are evacuated so far. They are in a number of collected centers, mostly in Belgrade. For example, from one of the Belgrade municipalities, it's called Obrenovac. On every 10 minutes, a new bus with people who lost everything are coming to Belgrade. People spent a night in that place, particularly on the roofs of their buildings or on the upper floors, and only with the flashlights trying to signalize where they are so that the rescue teams can come and save them. The biggest wave on the River Sava is expected to be on Monday. So basically till then we will not be safe. This is the first line now on which we are speaking how to save human lives and to do some prevention on the hottest spot on some major rivers. But already now we are thinking and speaking, not only we, but officials and people who are experts in this field, that very soon we'll have extreme need for disinfection to prevent diseases. It is really a disaster.